this is the words of Rabbi Yeruchim Shein on his recollections of the Rosh Yeshiva Zal.
Okay, I came to the yeshiva in Lakewood before I went there to Shrall. Must have been like Tafshin. Could it be like Yud? When was Yutas? Yutas maybe.
Okay, that could be. Yeah.
When I came back,
I'm turning it off now. Of course.
It's
on.
I came El Tafshin Yutas.
Yeah.
And I was a young bacha, and I think I came Lakatchila to join Reb Meir Mintzashir. Who was saying a shir then, I think, to Reb Eli Be'awacht Fogel, to Reb Shalom Shachta, to Yossel Borstein, and etc. And Yitzchak Waldman, Yitzchak Waldman is the one that encouraged me to come to Lakewood then. And I was just there for El.
Where were you before that?
Before that, I was in Muncie.
What yeshiva?
I think it was Beishraga. And part of the time I was in Beis Medrash Elyon. I was in the afternoon Beis Medrash Elyon, the morning in Beishraga. And when I came to Lakewood, I can't even remember if I listened to Reb Meir Mintzashir or not, but I remember when the Rishiva Zatzal said Shia.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to remember it was on a Matish. Did he say Shia on a Matish Shabbos?
It's possible.
I said, look, think up either Matish Shabbos or Thursday night.
Something could be both.
It could be both.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly. I think it was Baba Basra then. And the Eilim prepared for the, you know, for the Shia. And everybody crowded around the beginning, in the front of the Beis Medrash. And he said Shia like you thought that, you know, you were standing by Har Sinai. In my mind, you know, I was a young bach, and I was like, I looked at him like he had fire in his eyes.
It's on now.
I just had the feeling that he was like Kulay Arangaton. He was like connected to the Shamayim. He was like giving over his Shia. He was, you couldn't stop him. He was like Malay the Goddess, and his whole guf and his whole ruach and his whole neshama was in the Shia. And if a bachi asked him a shayla, you know, he tried to answer right away, but he was like, he had to go right, he had to explain it. And I just felt like, you know, I wasn't ready for that because I wasn't at that madrig yet.
Well, we must have to close the door. Yeah, they're back.
I wasn't ready for it yet, but because I wasn't holding in that madrega. But I saw from the ilam that was there, that was dedicated the yeshiva bacham, that gave up of themselves to be in a yeshiva to learn. And I knew that the outside world had so much more to offer. And if it was college, if it was just business or whatever, but this ilam and the kailin galait waranga taught and learning, you just felt when you walked into the Beis Medrash that you were in like in a different world. And it was very, very, and what should I say, it was very, very overwhelming for an American bacha to see such a thing, to see how Torah lived in America in a little corner in New Jersey with the Mesiras Nefesh and the Hasmada and the Steiging and the Varamkeit of the Oilam Hot Mamash, because it's in a galant, like unbelievable, preparing for the Shia. Preparing the Gemara to get ready for the Shia, to understand the Shia, to chazer the Shia. There was so much avodah put into it that it was, it's hard to forget the impressions and the hesiris that one got.
Hold on, something's wrong here. Oh, yes, on. Okay, it should be recording right now. I'm going to turn it off right now just to see if I record what I just said.
Any other incidents or experiences that you'd like to extend it out?
I don't remember. I mamish, you know, it was just a very short impression that I had when I was there. And then I went there to Shrall to Panovich. And in Panovich, I was there, Taka, for the Levaya, when they came there to Shrall.